I don't think many people would disagree with me in saying that America is in a period of rapid decline. The U.S. has often been described as the greatest nation that has ever existed. Certainly, until recently, there never was a country that had the freedoms, economic dominance, military prowess, and opportunities for its citizens. That all seems to be falling down rapidly as a decline occurs. America is not the only nation this has happened to. An equally once-dominant country, the Roman Empire, survived for nearly 600 to 1,000 years, centuries ago, before they met a similar fate. I thought in this video it might be good to look at some of the similarities between the Romans and the U.S. and why they declined. The Roman Empire was the dominant country in the world from 625 B.C. to approximately A.D. 476. This most powerful and innovative European kingdom was the envy of the world. Why did they fall into decline? The Roman Empire fell slowly as a result of challenges from within and without, changing over the course of hundreds of years into something unrecognizable. Many historians claim the Roman nation fell because of geographic diversity and territorial expanse done by their emperors and the legions they had to control. Also, the empire worked hand-in-hand with barbarian and Vandal outsiders, using them as suppliers of tax revenue, bodies for their military, and even promoting them to positions of power. But soon, Rome lost revenue and territory to them, especially in northern Africa. The empire also lost Spain. These resulted in not only substantial revenue loss, but administrative control. The revenue was needed to support Rome's army and territorial holds. One can't overlook the impact that societal decadence played in bringing the Roman Empire down. Scholars have also blamed the metal lead in their water supply for heavy metal poisoning and overtaxation and spending. Other economic factors are also cited as major causes of the fall of the Roman Empire. This included inflation and a massive trade deficit with the eastern regions of the empire. There was also widespread treasury looting by groups. All of these issues combined to escalate financial stress during the empire's last days. When read together, striking parallels emerge between U.S. failings and the failings that destroyed the Roman Empire. As with Rome just before the empire's fall, America has seen in recent decades staggering increases in the cost of elections and questions about election integrity. Congressional politics as the road to personal wealth, then and now, one of the main roads to wealth was holding public office and exploiting such positions to accumulate personal wealth. Continuous war can be used to distract attention from domestic challenges with foreign wars. Similar to Rome, the U.S. for the past 100 years has either been fighting a war, recovering from a war, or preparing for a new war. Foreign powers, lobbyists, and corporations lavish money attention on our national politicians. The same thing happened to Roman political leaders to win favors and influence. Failed economic policies, inflation, bank manipulation, too much national spending and debt, trade deficits, and so on, continues to hurt U.S. citizens, with similar things happening at the end of the Roman Empire, too. A shrinking middle class. Just like Rome, our middle class is being crushed, destroyed by cheap overseas labor, rising income inequality, and wages that aren't keeping up with inflation. Loss of the spirit of compromise. Like the Roman Republic, the U.S. system of government has checks and balances. Compromise is needed for this type of system to function. The Roman Empire lost that spirit of compromise. Compromise is in noticeable short supply in our own time also. There were more filibusters in the 2000s than there were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s combined. Politics seems to be increasingly polarized, just like Rome centuries ago. Moral depravity. Like the Romans, with their Colosseum fighting and sexual indulgences, the U.S. has seen moral depravity more and more. I pray and hope that the U.S. will not go down the ultimate path of the Roman Empire, but we need to have a change of direction fast, and we're running out of time. This is H.A. Graves.